The walls racketed with the thunder of their run. Johnny swerved through a checkerboard of paths, edging to the open country. He could not hear the roaring thing now over the powerful thud of the running hoofs. Further and further, the buildings were thinning. He saw open country between two structures to his right and skidded down off the embankment and raced for freedom. As soon as he had free running space everywhere but toward the town, he slowed. Windsplitter and the lead horse were blowing and puffing.
It's okay.
He walked them until they caught their breath, casting his eyes restlessly up and down the edges of the town behind them. Then he caught the roaring again. He strained his eyes, watching. There it was. It slid out from among the buildings and started straight toward him. He put the horses up to a trot. The thing was closing the distance. He put the horses up to a run. The thing not only closed the distance, but started to pass him. Johnny swerved at right angles. The thing banked into a turn and flashed by him, went well ahead, turned, and blocked his way. Johnny pulled up. There it was, ugly, roaring, gleaming. He turned around and began to run away from it. It let out a blasting roar, scorched by him and again stopped, blocking his way. Johnny's face tightened into determination. He took his biggest kill club from his belt. He put the thong solidly on his wrist. He cast off the lead horse. Walking Windsplitter, he went up ahead of the thing. It didn't move. He went about 100 feet in front of the thing. It didn't move. He carefully spotted the position of a slitted eye. He began to whirl the kill club. It swooshed in the air. He put a heel to Windsplitter, and they raced straight at the thing. The kill club, carried with the full speed of the running horse, whooshed down straight at the slitted eye. The crash of impact was deafening. Johnny slowed beyond the thing. It had not moved. He trotted Windsplitter back to the original position, 100 feet in front of the thing. He turned and made ready for a second run. The lead horse came up behind him to its habitual place. Johnny glanced at it and then back at the thing. He calculated the distance and the run to strike at the other slitted eye. He touched a heel. Windsplitter plunged forward. And then a great gout of yellow bloomed out from between the eyes. Johnny was struck a blow like all the winds of High Peak rolled into one. Windsplitter caught the full force of it. Up into the air went horse and rider. Down they came with a shuddering crash against the earth.